Chris Jones does join us from just outside the Elks dressing room. Chris, first off, I guess it just seemed you guys had no answer for Nathan Rourke tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's that's about as good a performance as I've ever seen a quarterback. I mean, he's, you know, he's very athletic, number one. He's calm in the pocket. He can run. He can move around to throw the ball. And again, when he does throw it, he's about as accurate as anybody I've ever seen in this league.
To talk about the other side of the football offensively, you guys, I thought you kind of survived a nervous, shaky start with a couple of fumbles early, got the touchdown. Taylor Cornelius was talking with us earlier, and he just said we didn't get any momentum off the touchdown when we tied it at 7.
Yeah, you know what? We just didn't seem to ever have that second and third play. You know, we would make a play, and then we would shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, on second down or get behind the sticks a few times and put us in situations that weren't manageable. And then when he moves around, which, again, it's inevitable that a quarterback's going to have to move around, he's going to have to find his check down throw and give that guy a manageable throw to catch and run. And that would extend some drives. And so we've got a lot of work to do. And, you know, we've got high character in our room, like I've said before. And these guys are going to continue to work. They're going to continue to scratch. And we're going to get there.
You had a win in Montreal. You came back. You played pretty well against a real good Winnipeg team. How frustrating is it for you to have this kind of performance and this kind of a step back, I guess, a little bit after a bye week when you come into BC like
this?
Yeah,
you know what? We had a lot of people healthy, and we felt really good. I mean, we had an excellent week of practice. In fact, we had, you know, three really solid days of work and then a couple of polished days to get ready. And, you know, again, you've got to give them credit. I mean, they made the football plays to win the game. I thought we did a decent job stopping their run early, which made them go to their pass game, but at the same time, I mean, he did nothing but throw accurate passes for the entire game.
Chris, obviously a similar result here in week one. Now it's week 9 going into week 10. Do you react any differently from, you know, going into next week's game compared to, you know, week 1 of the season?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to be, you know, naysayers are going to all be out there, you know, oh God, you know, sky's falling. And each game is its own entity, just like, you know, with the Winnipeg game. And, you know, we had every opportunity to win a Calgary game on the road. I mean, we've got to finish those tight games, and then we've got to figure out when things go bad, like early in the game here, how do we respond? And that's the thing that I've got to try to figure out, is how to get them past, you know, an early mistake, because it's inevitable that you're going to make an early mistake, and you got to weather it and be strong.
And you do weather it, and you get some momentum, you get a touchdown, and it's almost like this team has to find a way to reward themselves further instead of, you know, kind of what happened, which was a tremendous run of offense from the BC Lions in that first to second quarter.
Yeah, they played really good football in the second quarter, and again, we tried to man them up, and their guys made plays for him. I mean, he threw very catchable balls where only his guys could come down with it, and we've got to do a better job in man, and at the same time, I've got to mix up the calls for them and get them closer to the receivers when we're in zone. But again, they're a good football team. The only team that's beat them is Winnipeg, and so you've got to give them all the credit in the world. You know, I mean, Rick's done a nice job assembling a football team, and now we've just got to continue to strive to get to the level of some of these teams like Winnipeg, Calgary, and BC. I mean, they're good football teams.
You turn the page now for the Saskatchewan Roughriders next week. Obviously, a check of the standings tells you that's a pretty important football game moving ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you've got to look at it. And, you know, we've got to compare records and know that we had every opportunity to win that game also at home and ended up shooting ourselves in the foot in the fourth quarter to end up losing the football game. But they're a very good football team as well. They should be rested coming off of a bye, so we've got to be smart and get them back and look at the things that we did well and look at the things that we didn't do well and improve. And again, each week we've just got to start winning games. You know, we've got to just look at it like a one game season.
Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
All right, that's Chris Jones down just outside the Elks dressing room. Some sobering thoughts from the head coach and general manager.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.